Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts of art by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
This is a day I've circled on my calendar since before we even confirmed it. So excited to present Polyrhythmics live on 88.5 today. In their musical blender, you'll find soul, jazz, R&B, psychedelia, funk, and Afrobeat, plus echoes of traditional music from around the world. Named one of Seattle's best bands just a year into their formation about a decade ago, Polyrhythmics have gained fans worldwide with their records Libra Stripes and Octagon, and their new release, the double album Caldera, continues their streak of tightly arranged original compositions with grooves to make you move and chops that will send you back to the practice room. The official release date is September 2nd, but two singles have already hit the web and the KNKX airwaves on the new Cool Show, Saturdays from 3 to 5 on 88.5. Let's get this session started with co-founders Ben Bloom and Grant Schroff at the guitar and drums, Jason Gray on bass, Lalo Bayo and Carl Olson adding percussion, Nathan Spicer at the keys, Scott Morning plays trumpet, that's Elijah Clark on trombone, and Art Brown returns to our studios on sax. Please help me welcome Polyrhythmics.
Thank you.
Polyrhythmics live on 88.5 with Spider Wolf coming out on the new record Caldera soon, the double LP. Ben Bloom and the gang, welcome to the show. Great to have you all here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So Ben, tell us about forming the band. It was about a decade ago with you and Grant, the original members. What were you looking to do when you formed Polyrhythmics?
Well, it was a serendipitous event that Grant and I both kind of at the same time sort of contacted each other with this idea of forming a large format polyrhythmic funk band. We had some different ideas in our head about bands that we wanted to put together, and we just kind of happened to contact each other and sort of started talking it out and said, hey, we're kind of coming up with the same idea around the same time, which seems to happen all over the world with ideas. And so we kind of, you know, immediately we started, you know, talking about musicians, and we were all playing in some way or another with most of the musicians in this room in different projects. Mm-hmm. And so our relationships to the musicians were different, but we kind of brought in, we kind of put together a list of players that we wanted, and everybody decided they wanted to be a part of it. And we started writing music. And since then, you know, everybody has been a super active part of the both of the writing of the music and the production of the music and all the logistics that get involved with getting the music down the road. And it's pretty amazing that after all this time that we're all still here in the same room together.
It is pretty amazing. But the music, I guess, has got to keep drawing you all back. And it is that music I wanted to ask you about next. Do you think that the sound of the band has evolved over the last 10 years? Has that changed? Do you look back at your first record and go, huh?
You know, no, actually, I don't do that. But
it's a great first record. Everybody go check that one out.
No, you know, I mean, absolutely the music has evolved. I mean, I think in the very, very beginning stages of the band, we were bringing in all of our different influences and writing music that was stylistically geared towards dance music, mm-hmm. in particular. The different influences of the band and the different styles that we were trying to bring in were very prevalent in the music that we were writing. So, for example, in the very early records, there was like some salsa music and some Afrobeat music and some kind of straight up 60s like funk music. Mm-hmm. And they were every song sort of had like a specific flavor from those genres. Whereas you know, as we've gotten to play with each other longer, and we've traveled, and we've had a number of recording sessions and a number of records, thankfully, we've kind of, our writing process has changed and evolved, and everybody is more involved in the writing process. And I think the sound overall on Caldera probably represents as close as we can get today to really new music that that really hasn't been heard before.
I wanted to ask you about writing the music for this new album. I guess there was a big writing session where you all went down in the shadow of Mount Hood and worked on the music for this record. What was that like?
Well, I think for all of us, it was extremely amazing, eye-opening. We never, in the whole time that we've been together, everything has really been focused on the job at hand, whether it's a recording session or a gig or a tour or a festival or a collaboration with another artist. And we have never really ever taken ourselves out of the spaces that we live and taken like a little time at a time to just focus on writing together and letting individuals sort of direct the band. And it was just a huge eye-opening, I think, for all of us, in the sense that everybody really got to contribute both with their own musical ideas and also in terms of directing others. And I think it's just the start of some really, really amazing stuff. I think that we all look forward to doing that again. And even though we have a really busy schedule and all of us have busy lives, it's that time out of time, I think, really started to birth the new sound of Polyrhythmics, if you will.
Polyrhythmics live in the studios here at KNKX. The new record coming out on September 22nd is Caldera, a double LP. And let's hear another tune now from the band. This is Dragon Lotion. We'll be right back. Polyrhythmics live on 88.5 KNKX. The new album coming out September 2nd, the double LP Caldera. We've got Ben Bloom on guitar, Grant Schroff drums, Jason Gray bass, Lalo Bayop and Carl Olson on percussion, Nathan Spicer keys, Scott Morning trumpet, Elijah Clark trombone, and Art Brown on the saxophone. You'll hear Art's flute work on the new record as well. Ben, there's a couple of singles out from the new record, and you can check out videos from them. And I think the videos are really fun because they give people a behind-the-scenes look at where you recorded at Jason's house. And there's some, the horns are right in front of the fridge. And could you tell us how that recording went?
Yeah. You know, in the very beginning of this band, we've kind of always done things sort of a little differently. Like, we haven't really gone into any really, really nice fancy studios, mostly because we couldn't afford to in the beginning, but also because, you know, part of the process of making music for us has also been about the creation of the records and how the records are recorded. And, you know, Jason has a tremendous skill set and also ambition as a recording engineer. Mm-hmm. And throughout the life of this band, Jason's prowess as a recording engineer has also expanded. And we've always tried to, as much as possible, do everything together as a family as much as we can. And I think that we learned early on that you don't need really nice surroundings to make nice music. You need good people and good music and good gear and someone like Jason who really knows what he's doing and how to make everybody sound their best. So when we decided about how we were going to do it this time around, we said, well, we'd rather spend the money on the music and getting the music right and give the money that we were going to give to recording to Jason in any way that we can to make this as good as possible, which we, I think, still owe you some money, by the way. But anyway, so when we had the opportunity to, you know, to record with Jason in his place, thankfully his family was cool with moving out of the house for the week or so while we got things going, we jumped on it. And, you know, I think all of us really appreciate that control, that level of comfort, that that fun that comes to kind of recording in a room with your friends. You know, as the as Seattle music history will soon see, I mean, there's a ton of great music that has been also recorded at Jason's house, not just Polyrhythmics music, but Blue Mallard Studios is on the rise. And I think we're going to hear more and more music coming from that beautiful spot, as well as his new studio, which is under construction right now.
Go Blue Mallard.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pre-ordered. This album is being helped to fruition by the fans themselves. Tell us about how the Pledge Music campaign is going and what that's all about.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we, for the last two full-length records and a bunch of 45s, we were on a label out of Canada called Kept Records, which was just a really great relationship and really helped us get our music out to the world and in a lot of ways funded the actual production of the recordings. As we've changed and our goals and evolution has changed, we decided on this record that we wanted to release it ourselves independently. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, we decided that we were going to crowdsource some of the cost of doing that. We tried to keep the recording as cost effective as possible and all that, but there are some real hard facts about putting out a double LP record. It's pretty pricey to do, and also distributing it and marketing it and getting the word out to the world. So we decided to launch a Pledge Music campaign because unlike some of the other platforms like Indiegogo or GoFundMe campaigns, Pledge Music really deals directly with pre-ordering music and helping music get created and brought out to the world. So there's a lot of music fans that have funded tons of just great records that we listen to, and we decided to give it a shot. So we basically launched a Pledge Music campaign where we're allowing, we're giving the opportunity to pre-order the vinyl, the CDs. There's a lot of other packages like lessons from the band and cooking lessons with Lalo and and also, you know, arrangements from Scott and all kinds of different services and things that we could do to kind of give back and help help the community, help us fund this record so that we can do this independently. Because we really are getting to the point where we feel like that to do all the things that we want to do, independent releases is probably going to be the way to do it. And, you know, we can't get to every little corner of the earth just yet, but there are people in every corner of the earth that want to hear this music is what we found. So we're giving them the opportunity to get on the list and pre-order the vinyl. And if we can reach our goal, we'll be printing a double LP record for the world to have. And we just need your help.
Hot dog. I'm looking forward to picking up mine.
Yeah.
Now, you spoke about getting to the corners of the world. You're headed off on tour soon. Yeah. But your shows back home in Seattle are always some of the most fun you can have with your clothes on. And I wonder if you could talk about the Seattle roots of this group. And do you think this band could have happened anywhere else? Or does Seattle have something to do with polyrhythmic sound?
You know, I think about that a lot. I grew up in New York, and I went to school in Boston, and I kind of... I had to get out of those communities in order to kind of find a space to create. And in the very, very beginning, when I first moved to Seattle, I felt like it was a town that was just full of creativity, like an incubator for great ideas. And many of those ideas never really left. So in the beginning, you know, one of the concepts that I tried to bring into the band was the idea that we were going to be a recording project and we're going to get our music out to the world. And Seattle is a great place for that. We have all this opportunity to perform weekly in different projects. And there's just a ton of talent and arts here that is pretty unmatchable. I mean, there's communities all over the country, but Seattle has probably the strongest local music community that I've experienced. And so all of that really helped us to... grow as musicians individually, to see the things that we wanted to do and didn't want to do. And, you know, I think just all of those factors alone, as well as the volcanic eruptions and and calderas, if you will, that are created after these eruptions, have just allowed us to kind of form the music that we form. And I think there's no doubt about it that we are a Seattle band, and our sound is from the Seattle sound as well as from all over the world.
We've got time for one more song. What do we got to finish off, Ben?
The name of the song is called Vodka for My Goat.
Take it away, Polyrhythmics on 88.5.